Travelers to the Middle East often make a detour into the desert of Jordan to find the city of Petra. In earlier days, a traveler called it the Rose Red City, half as old as time. You can see why if you look at a photo of the city's ancient treasury building, a facade with stone columns, actually carved into the red stone of a cliff. The rooms were in a cave behind. Many Americans saw this city in the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. It served as the backdrop for the city where Harrison Ford found the Holy Grail. Now, a portion of Petra is in New York City at the American Museum of Natural History. Craig Morris is the co-curator of that exhibit, and he joins us from the museum. Mr. Morris, hi.
Hi, good afternoon.
In addition to being called a Rose Red City, Petra is called a lost city. How is it lost, so to speak?
Well, after its last sort of notable occupation in the 6th century, it ceased to be the great trade city that it had been. And gradually its population, most of its population, moved away, and it was occupied by nomads, as the area, in fact, had been before Petra arose. But it was never lost to the Bedouins, but certainly to the West, it was a lost city. Europeans essentially knew very little about it till the 19th century.
I was interested to realize that in what we might think of as Roman times, or perhaps biblical times, 2,000 years ago or so, that this was an extremely sophisticated city in the middle of the desert. It had plumbing, it had gardens, it had banquet halls.
Well, it was an extraordinarily sophisticated and bustling city. It was a crossroads, essentially, of the ancient world at the time. And it was an extraordinary city because of their water management skills enabled them to turn what is really an extraordinarily bleak desert into gardens.
Now, I did mention that a lot of Middle Eastern travelers or travelers to the Middle East have gotten a chance to see the city itself, but now you've brought some bits of the city to New York.
Well, we've brought some bits of the city to New York, and also one of the things for those of us who've seen the city, it really is one of the most spectacular cities, ancient cities in the world. The visitor enters through a very narrow gorge and gradually emerges upon the most impressive of these great rock-cut temples. I'm standing in front of a painting painted in 1874 by Frederick Church, the well-known Hudson Valley artist, in which you see that wonderful glimpse that the visitor gets upon entering Petra. The treasury or the khazna is essentially hidden by this deep rock-cut gorge or rock gorge. And you see this rose-colored, enormous building in glimpses as you turn the corners, and it gradually gets closer and closer. And certainly it is one of the great experiences, really, of archaeological travel.
Can you give us a bit of a taste of what it's like to walk around on the floor of the exhibit itself?
Yes, certainly. One of the first things we see when we round the corner is a fantastic elephant capital. And of course, one immediately asks the question, why elephant capitals in the middle of the Jordanian desert?
So this is the top of a stone column. This is a stone carving?
Exactly. It's part of a building at the top of a stone column. And in this case, the art is a great representation of the contacts that trade made possible.
You had elephants tramping through the desert?
We don't know whether elephants actually tramped through the desert, but certainly there were people who had seen elephants.
I'm trying to think of what you call people from Petra. Are they Petrans, Petronians?
Well, I think they're Nabataeans by and large.
Nabataeans.
That was what they called themselves.
The Nabataeans had this little kingdom in a pretty busy part of the world with very powerful neighbors. You had the Romans on one side, you had the Persians on another side, you had other countries on other sides.
One of the interesting things about the Nabataeans, there's almost no references to warfare in relation to Petra. They tended to get along peacefully with all of their neighbors, which of course is essential for any commercial center, as Petra was. Yes, they were annexed by the Romans, but they continued to flourish as a local people, even though they accepted enormous amounts of influences from other parts of the world.
So they were sort of the Switzerland of the Middle East.
In a sense, I think that is a good analogy.
Craig Morris is the co-
yeah, you're, oh. Yes, thank you. The visitors are apparently trying to get in. So,
that's quite all right. I should let you attend to them. Craig Morris is the co-curator of the Petra exhibit at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. And if you're not in New York City but you want to learn more about Petra, just go to our website at npr.org. Mr. Morris, thanks.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon.